Part 4, starting now. The annual general meeting of Messrs. James Roberts and Company was held on 23rd October last at the Royal Hotel, Leeds, the chairman presiding. The secretary read the notice convening the meeting. The following is the chairman's statement, which had been circulated with the report and accounts. It gives me much pleasure to be able to announce that the group profits for the year ended 30th June amount to £224,000 before providing for taxation. This figure is in excess of the amount of £200,000 which the directors regarded as the minimum profit which they could expect in January last, when the ordinary shares of the company were introduced to the public. On the basis of a profit of £200,000, it was intended that the dividend of 15% less income tax would be recommended for payment on the ordinary shares. But having regard to the very satisfactory results which have been achieved, the board has decided to recommend payment of a dividend of 20% less income tax, and in so doing, they appreciate the interest and confidence in the company which has been shown by the investors. Despite some measure of general falling off in the textile and clothing industries during the year under review, the company's sales of woolen garments and similar products were maintained at much the same level as for the previous year. Careful planning of production methods resulted in increased profits. With regard to those divisions of the company producing metal spare parts, a substantial increase in trading was achieved, and the company's whole output was readily taken up by the demands of the company's customers. Thus, this branch of the company's production also gained higher profits. I'm also pleased to announce that the subsidiary company managed to make a small addition to the group profits, largely as a result of a measure of expansion in the latter part of the financial year. The output from the company's factory at Luton has been increased, and the production methods are always under review. It will be observed from the accounts that capital items due at 30th June amounted to a total of £122,000. The greater part of this sum related to the building of a new factory of modern design on the company's trading estate. The building of this factory is progressing steadily, and plans are complete for installing new plant, which will greatly increase the company's output of special products for which there is a steady demand. The schemes which the board of directors have in mind in this direction should have the effect of using some of the company's ample reserves in a most profitable manner, with corresponding benefits in subsequent years. End of part 4.